In the middle of a spring night in 2011, Cynthia Mockett woke to the sound of gunshots. The rattle of automatic rifle fire was something she'd learned to tolerate over the years. But this sounded close, just outside her bedroom. Cynthia was 64 years old, a small, forceful woman with silvery hair and intense eyes. Her husband, David, was still asleep as she slid out of bed and crept over to the window. She could see the outlines of the old city of Aden laid out before her, its neat white buildings clinging to the rocky slopes of an extinct volcano, illuminated by the lights of the harbour beyond. The villa that she and David had rented for several years in Yemen was situated a few blocks back from the ocean in Makalla, a district built by the British for colonial officials and soldiers half a century before. As she knelt at the window, Cynthia breathed in the acrid smell of burning tires. Below her, crowds of young men were running through the darkness, yelling and shooting out streetlights, the muzzles of their rifles flashing with each report. It wasn't clear if they were pursuing or being pursued. Suddenly, she heard David's voice bellowing at her from across the room. "What the bloody hell are you doing, Synth? Get away from there!" She climbed back in bed and lay awake until the sky began to lighten, listening to the gunfire and, farther away, the claps of artillery echoing off the hillsides. A little before 8 o'clock, Cynthia opened the villa's cast-iron gates, and David eased his Lexus sport utility vehicle into the pitted street, giving her a wave as he set out for his office near the Aden port. She looked around as he drove off. Children were playing amid the broken glass, and vendors were hawking fruit, like nothing had happened the night before. At first, Cynthia felt foolish, as if she'd imagined it all. But she couldn't escape a feeling of unease. David had lived and worked in Yemen for more than a decade, a period in which Cynthia had shuttled regularly between the Arabian Peninsula and their home in England. Never an easy place, Aden had been noticeably disintegrating for months. They'd begun to talk about David's plans for retirement and spending more time with their grandchildren. Maybe now was the moment, Cynthia thought, for him to move back permanently. The Mocketts had spent most of their 43 years together in hot, dangerous places. They met when Cynthia was 15, living in a small town in Devon, a pastoral county in southwest England that's also home to Europe's largest naval base. He was a year younger, the friend of a cousin, and introduced himself by wolf whistling in her direction. "Cheeky devil," she said to herself. Later, he turned up at her bedroom window, refusing to leave until she agreed to go to the movies with him. Just before Christmas 1968, David put on a tie and Cynthia, her best dress, and they hitched a ride to the registry office in a relative's delivery van, sitting atop a pile of cabbages on their way to be married. David was a strapping 6'4", with a thunderous laugh and a way of dominating any room he walked into. In black and white photographs from the time, he looks like a young Sean Connery, broad-shouldered with a thick brow. His father worked for the Admiralty, the government department responsible for the Royal Navy, and he lived as a child in Sri Lanka and Gibraltar, gaining a taste for adventure that never left him. Cynthia thought he was the most exciting man she'd ever met. She still thought so 4 decades later, after he'd lost most of his hair and thickened around the middle. As a sailor in the Merchant Navy, David went to sea for months at a time, which was hard on Cynthia, even if she knew the life she'd married into. It was unusual, especially in the 1970s, but David would invite her to join him on voyages whenever he could. She sailed with him once on a cargo ship carrying iron ore from India to Japan, spending much of the trip cleaning rust-colored dust out of their cabin. Some of the crew objected to the presence of a woman on board, but Cynthia didn't much care. She had a quiet manner that masked a steely streak. She laughed easily, even at the bawdy humour of the young sailors, who treated her as a kind of surrogate mother. When the captain wasn't on the bridge, David liked to let her steer the ship. Money got tight when the Mockett's 2 daughters, Sarah and Rachel, were born, and in 1977, David took the offer of a well-paid job on land, as a port superintendent in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, in the midst of the oil boom. By then, he'd earned a Master Mariner's certificate, qualifying him to skipper a vessel. Though he went ashore before being given his own command, he was still known thereafter as Captain Mockett.